Justin Fluke with you, joined by Marvin Keene, talking Jackson Heights girls basketball. The Lady Cobras are 4-12 on the season, 1-8 in the Delaware Valley League, with a couple games against some pretty tough competition here in the last week since we spoke, Coach. You fell on Tuesday earlier this week to ACCHS, 56-40, and then also had a game against Oskaloosa last week and fell 60-27. Besides playing some very good teams, what stood out from your perspective and how your team competed against some of the better competition around?
Well, against Oskaloosa, I thought we did a pretty good job. We made sure the first half we took care of the ball. We made some good shots and played some pretty good defense, and then we got to the second half of the Oski game, and we didn't quite make those easy shots that we had the first half. Against Effingham, thought we played a pretty good ball game overall. When we played them, they were a very good team also. One of the things that really hurt us against Effingham was we had the second and third quarter were about 2 minutes in each quarter, we turned the ball over too much, and they went on little 7 to 8 point runs on us that really made a difference in the ball game.
Megan Griffiths had 17 points, Morgan Thomas 15. A good game, especially for Megan, and it seems like your team here lately has been able to get some more points inside, closer to the basket.
Well, yes, inside and outside. Megan, she even hit a couple threes for us again yesterday, and Morgan hit, on Tuesday, and Morgan hit three threes, so it was nice to have some open shots go down too, but a lot of good things are happening when they take care of the ball.
Well, the schedule lifts up a little bit maybe here towards the end as you try to position yourself for a run in sub-state. You get four games, and two of them are at home, including this Friday night against McLouth. I know we've talked about it quite a bit, but your team really in that position to need a win here to get over the hump and feel good about themselves. And you have a chance here with the win Friday to maybe end this regular season on a positive note and build a little momentum, it looks like.
That's what we're hoping for. The girls, we've had a couple of really quality games quality opponent games, and it's just a matter of putting it together and playing that way night in, night out, and playing complete games. And we've got four games coming up here that if we play well, we've got a chance to win every one. So it's a matter of doing the little things and finishing.
How far has this team come? How do you assess their improvement as this season has gone on? I know a lot of the girls have had to play a lot. It's been a grind, and you haven't had a ton of depth. You've had injuries and other things to deal with as well. But do you feel like this team continues to keep improving here for you?
Yes, I do. You know, one thing I'm very proud of these girls is their heart. They come out and they work hard, you know, every day in practice, and it's one of those things where if we keep working hard, some good things will happen. It's just a matter of keep getting better, you know, and that's one thing I keep shooting for is I want them to keep getting better, and when we take care of the ball and we work as a team, they do that, and they look really good at times, and it's just a matter of doing that constantly. And like you said, some injuries and some other things that's came up. It's been a tough season for them, but they've worked hard, and I'm very proud of them for their effort and never giving up.
Consistency is certainly the key. Best of luck against McLouth on Friday night at home, Coach, as well as at Valley Falls Tuesday. We'll chat again next week.
Sounds great, Justin. I appreciate it, and thank you to everyone supporting Jackson Heights.
Cobra Lady Coach Marvin Keene. Stay tuned. Ed Ramsey joins us right after this break.